first thing to do is to convene an interagency work group, because there are different agencies throughout the government that have expertise in on domestic violence issues. The order itself mentions that we're supposed to consult with the Attorney General, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as other interested heads of agencies. So what we're doing right now is gathering those folks together, including any additional agencies that we think would be appropriate to consult with. And we're going to start meeting and bring together the expertise that they all have on these issues and that they are addressing from their angles.
Now, the policy looks as if it needs, as if the agencies would need to know what's going on, say, outside of the workplace among employees. And how can that be found out?
Well, I think that what happens is the effects of domestic violence can be felt in the workplace. And I think that one of the things the work group will be looking at is how can you support victims of domestic violence, and also what can you do to make sure that the domestic violence incidents themselves are not pouring over into the workplace itself. That's what we think the policies are going to be targeted towards.
Now, part of the executive order calls for agencies to do something before this domestic violence happens. So perhaps to discipline employees who threaten to commit domestic violence. When it comes down to those real world examples, what exactly is it asking of agencies?
Well, I think that that's something that's going to have to be interpreted by the interagency work group. I think that one of the things that we'll be looking at is what are the signs of domestic violence and what resources would then be available to employees who may be the victims of domestic violence. For example, there are employee assistance programs that many agencies have. There are leave flexibilities and things like that. I think we would also probably look at security policies that agencies have, again, to make sure that the domestic violence incidents themselves are not spilling over into the federal workforce. But these are all issues to be worked out with the various agencies who all have expertise in these different areas.
So how big of a change is this going to be for agencies?
Well, we're not sure yet, because the first thing that we're doing is collecting any existing policies that are out there. You'll notice that that's the first deadline in the president's orders for agencies to provide us within 90 days, which I guess is about mid-July, with any policies that they already have in place. It's our understanding that most agencies have broad workplace violence policies that are already in place, but that they may not have policies that are targeted towards domestic violence specifically. So we will certainly take a look at what's out there, and some agencies may have more work to do than others on this issue.
We're speaking with Rob Shriver, Deputy General Counsel for Policy at the Office of Personnel Management. And do you have a model for down the line, after all of this convening and comparison of policies now takes place, what a model policy might look like?
That's what this process is going to be all about. It's a process that's worked effectively for us in other contexts. We've used this kind of process with an interagency work group and developing policies with our Veterans Employment Initiative, with agency telework policies, and it's been an effective approach for us. So we're very much looking forward to getting all these agencies together and starting to work on what a policy should look like across government.
So at this point, you don't really have preconceived notions, in other words.
That's correct. We don't have preconceived notions. We have an open mind. We want to look at what best practices are out there and bring in people like from the Justice Department and the Labor Department. I know they have specific offices that deal with domestic violence issues, and we really want to get their input as we craft this going forward.
What are some of the best practices, though, that you're seeing across agencies? For example, I imagine that it can be kind of touchy for coworkers to raise questions about whether somebody is a victim or is committing domestic violence at home, even if they've worked next to them for years.
We need to see what the agency's current policies are in order to be identifying what best practices might already be out there. I can't point you to anything right now because we haven't seen the policies yet.
Do we know whether incidents of domestic violence are more or less prevalent among the federal population versus the larger population, or is the federal population so big that the same averages would occur?
We believe the federal population is so big that the same averages occur. There's no specific problem in the federal workforce. It's just that domestic violence is a problem in our nation, that it spills over into the workforce, that we are the nation's largest employer, and the president has asked us to be a model in making sure that we're addressing domestic violence appropriately.
And have you looked at some of the corporate policies out there to see what guidance there might be there?
I think it's likely that the interagency work group will decide to look at the corporate policies. A good idea is a good idea, whether it comes from federal agencies or corporate policies. Sometimes the corporate policies would need to be adjusted to fit the federal workplace, but certainly we think that would be great information to have.
So when do you start? When's this first meeting?
We're setting up the first meeting right now. We've met internally at OPM both last week and this week. We are identifying the folks at the different agencies who we'd like to invite to the first meeting, and we think that that will happen within the next couple of weeks.